Now, will you notice, he moves on here and he says, is there anything whereof it may be said, see, this is new. It hath been already of old time, which was before us. Well, the statement that there's no new thing under the sun, it does seem to be untrue in this age of gadgetry, but it's true. You know, the atom bomb, they say, is new. But actually, the atom's been around a long time. The atom's older than man, although man did not know it existed for a long time. It was here. And all man has accomplished is to make the little atom a very difficult neighbor. The nosy human should have let sleeping dogs lie, by the way. But we probe around and we don't find anything new. It's been here all the time. There's nothing new under the sun. Now somebody says, what about the computer? Well, God has given us a computer brain, that's all we got, an electronic nervous system, and it can bring to man no deep and abiding satisfaction. Man has learned that these things around him today are not really new. They don't give him anything new. I forgot to say there is one thing new. That's the new birth. And may I say to you that that is something that comes when you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. And that, my friends, about the only thing new that's going to be coming your way is the new birth. That's all. Now, Solomon tried all of these things, and he had to conclude this part by saying, there is no remembrance of former things, neither shall there be any remembrance of things that are to come with those that shall come after. Man tries every way in the world to keep himself before the public. But it doesn't take him long till he passes off the stage. You remember who the popular movie stars were 50 years ago? Do you remember who was the popular athlete 50 years ago? By the way, could you name the President of the United States 50 years ago? No, there's no remembrance of former things. Art is long as time is fleeting, and we spend our time down here, as the scripture says, is a tale that is told, and we can't go back over it again. And that is the conclusion that Solomon came to here in this first experiment that he made. Now we find here he's going to seek satisfaction in wisdom and philosophy in verses 12 through 18. We'll get the pleasure in the second chapter. Now, here's the experiment. He says, I, the preacher, was king over Israel and Jerusalem, and I gave my heart to seek and search out by wisdom concerning all things that are done under heaven. This sore travail hath God given to the sons of man to be exercised therewith. Now, what he says here is, he said, you know, I've spent a lot of time studying philosophy of the world. And isn't it interesting? Solomon lived, nearly 1,000 years before Christ. We live 2,000 years this side. 3,000 years has elapsed, and man has come up with a great deal of gadgetry. But do you know that actually he doesn't know any more about philosophy and wisdom than he knew 3,000 years ago? There's been no improvement made in the matter of wisdom and philosophy. These things, they do not satisfy, cannot satisfy at all. He says in verse 14, I've seen all the works that are done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and vexation of spirit. He says, you spend your time in making this experiment. You spend your time in studying this subject. And it's nothing in the world but just actually a waste of time. And as you know, we're living in a day when they are trying to say that all the past methods of education were just a waste of time. I wonder how good the present method is. I think just a waste of time, by the way. man but wisdom and philosophy, he can never know God. He never can really find out the important things. Only by revelation does he get those.